Exodus 33:11, face to face. I want to talk to you about how we have the ability to speak to the Lord face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Before we get started, I want to tell you that sometimes these messages seem redundant to me. Lord, I just taught on a similar subject, sometimes I say. But the Lord replied, saying, I repeat myself because I want you to get it down. I want you to understand. So if you're feeling like some of these messages are redundant, then really listen up, because the Lord, I believe, has something for you and me. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, verses 7 through 11, we see Moses meeting with the Lord. Will you please read along with me as we look at verses 9, 10, and 11 together? The Bible says, And it came to pass, when Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of God descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped, every man in his tent door. Verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. This to me is a very exciting section of scripture. Why? Because if God spoke to Moses face to face, then God can speak to me and you as intimately. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 34, the apostle Peter said, In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 21, Solomon says, To show partiality is not good. Well, we know God is good, therefore, he doesn't show partiality. Now, what does speaking face to face with God look like? Well, we don't exactly know. In verse 10, the Bible says that the people saw the pillar of cloud. So it's quite possible that God spoke to Moses face to face through the cloud. We see a similar event like this take place in Mark chapter 9, verse 7. The Bible says, A cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. This is in reference to when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain. Was God speaking to Moses face to face through the cloud? Possibly. I personally don't believe Moses was looking directly into the face of God, because there in Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, the Lord himself says, You cannot see my face. Regardless to how God spoke to Moses, he spoke to him as a man speaks to his friend. I truly believe that we, the believer in Jesus Christ, has an opportunity to speak face to face with God as Moses did. I want to read to you something from the prophet Jeff Janssen, taken from the Elijah List in February 2009. I find this interesting because it ties in directly to what we are talking about here, speaking face to face with God. This is what the modern day prophet Jeff Janssen says, quote, God is calling us into the mountain of his presence for the purpose of friendship. When Moses encountered the Lord in Exodus 33:11, it says that God spoke with him face to face, like a man speaks to his friend. It's possible to know God intimately, like Moses did, and speak to him face to face. The choice is ours. How will we respond to the call of God to come higher? Shall we sit idle and turn a deaf ear to the Lord? Or rather, like Moses, shall we rise up and trek higher into the mountain of the Lord and step into new realms of glory? Then Jeff quotes some scripture taken from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 18, and continues saying, In this season, the friends of God will be given near unlimited access to the mountain of his presence. Not all will find it, though, only those who hunger desperately for encounters with the living God. End quote. I believe God is giving us an open invitation to dive much deeper into the glory of the Lord. All we need to do is step in a little deeper, to reach a little higher, so we can begin to speak face to face with God. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I desire to speak face to face with you in your glory. I hunger for more of you, Lord. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.